उन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्तिषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय इज ए प्रणाम मंत्र ऑफ व्यास और व्यास पूजा व्यास पूजा का तो जय मुदीर नारायण नमस्कृत नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो इट इज रिटन बाय व्यास in all Purans, in the beginning, first slope this, of all Purans, Mahabharata also, all other Brahmand Purans, Bhagavata Purans, Kurma Purans, what is the meaning? And we give Paspanjali in Vyas Puja by this mantra. Narayanam Namaskritya नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो देन यू कैन रीड बाय डूइंग सो एंड देन यू कैन बिगिन एनी एपिक्स नारायणं एंड नरं च डूइंग प्रणाम नर नारायण ऋषि इन बद्रीनारायण in first Satyajuga they are Yuga avatar like this and we can worship them and then Narang Chaiva Narottamam Devi Sarsati Devi Bhav Adhishthatri Devi Sarsati Devi Vyasam, then Vyas. After giving Jai to all, we should begin to glorify Krishna. We should be always sing this song of Srila Narottam Thakur. नौतम ठाकुर भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर गुरुदेव कृपा बिंदु कार्य भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर तो कृपा बिंदु दिया करो ये दासे तृणापेक्षा अतिहीना सकल और सहने बल दिया करो निज माने स्प्रिय व्हाट इज द मीनिंग
डिसिपल इज प्रेइंग for the mercy of Srila Gurudev by singing this line, Hey Gurudev, Kripa Bindu Diya. He is just desiring for a drop of mercy because Srila Gurudev is reservoir of all the mercy of Krishna because he has captured Krishna in his heart. All the names, forms, pastimes and qualities in unlimited way are present in his heart and is always drowned in that ocean of love of Godhead. And Srila Narottam Thakur also says, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadama. So we get confirmed here that when one surrenders to the lotus feet of a Sadguru, then what happens? He gets the gift of pure bhakti, uttam bhakti, shuddha bhakti. But in our conditioned state of life, it's not possible for us to perceive that whole ocean. So, even if we get some drop of mercy, that is too much for us. and gradually by the power and the potency of that causeless spiritual mercy, a disciple gradually progresses in the path of devotional service. So he's saying that I'm your humble servant, karo ehi dasi. I have surrendered myself unto you, so now I'm your servant. So because I'm connected to you now, I belong to you, you are my master. Please give me a drop of that mercy, that by that what can happen? I can realize that I am Tinapeksha Ati Hina. I am more humble than a grass. I am very insignificant soul. But because of the influence of the illusory energy, I am thinking, I am so big, I am such a big person in this world. I am monarch of everyone. But when one receives the mercy of a pure devotee, his Gurudev, then one first of all will understand that I don't possess any qualities whatsoever. Whatever I have is the mercy of my Gurudev. And when he comes to this consciousness, he can gradually start relishing Krishna Nam and progress in the bhakti.
Who is qualified guru? First. Who has realized something of Krishna? Always chanting, remembering. And he can remove all kinds of doubt. Is qualified in all shastras. And he detailed worldly things. To our do lakshan hai.
Symptoms.
Both two symptoms are outwardly.
External.
And one is internal. What is internal? He has some realization. क्या कर रहे हैं? क्यों हो रहा है? वो लड़का कर रहा है. He is doing something. It is so much learned and he is detached with worldly things, but no knowledge. Then he may fall down. Surely he will fall. So we cannot trust a guru like this. So we must try to have a guru like that. And there are some symptoms of disciples. Who will be disciples? Who is not lazy? Who can follow all the orders of Gurudev? If Guru is telling, that give your head at once without delay. You should jump in, see, oh, he will jump. Because you know my Guru is so powerful. He can do anything. He can awoke in morning. Kya ho raha hai meri samajh mein nahi aa raha. Morning. Before Gurudev. And so he should sleep after Gurudev sleeps. Always in serving mood. And carrying his orders. What will be his orders? Only to serve Krishna and devotees, not for himself. If Gurudev is like that, oh, serve me, then he is not good. Never. He will be happy if you are chanting, remembering, oh, very humble to others. And always chanting, remembering, doing all. So this sentence has been written in Bhakti Rasami Srimad, especially in Sanatana Goswami has written in Hari Bhakti Vilas. How we can accept a guru and how a guru accepts any disciple. Nowadays, we don't worry for this. No examination, nothing. At once, anyhow, we accept so many disciples and they make so much problem. So those guru really, they will examine and they will see. But those who are not really guru, they will not see all these qualities. And at once they may initiate. So here something is given. Those who are really disciples, those who want to carry the order of Guruji. You know, Eklavya, there was a boy of 16 and he went to Dronacharya and prayed, requested that he should be taken as disciple and he should teach him Dhanurveda,
archery.
But he refused because he was a real guru. But he was so determined to take archery from him that he made a statue of Dronacharya, and quickly he was so much expert by that. One day Dronacharya with Pandavas, he was going to a forest and Dronacharya wanted to examine their skill. So he went there and there was a dog there and he began to bark, and in a moment he was not barking, and they saw that why he is not barking, because his mouth was full of air but no scratch anywhere,
no blood,
no scratch, nothing. Very skillfully his mouth was filled with so many arrows that he could not bark. Then Dronacharya began to search that who is that person that he has made this. And walking sometimes, and they saw that Eklavya, a black boy, very stout, very healthy, very expert, he was standing. Dronacharya asked that, who are you? Oh, I am Eklavya. What are you doing? I am
practicing
Dhanurveda, archery. Who is your guru? My guru is sitting here. Oh, Dronacharya. Oh. Now you are expert. That a dog was barking and a second you fulfilled his mouth with arrows, no scratching, nothing. So we'll have to pay some dakshina. You know dakshina? What is called dakshina? Dakshina? What is? What is dakshina?
Offering.
In Hindi, very good explanation, but you cannot understand. Anyhow, he told that I can pay anything you like. Oh, just give your right thumb. By this, anyone can do. And at once, without delay, in a second, they cut down with sword and presented. Oh, okay. He told nothing, no benediction, no ashirvad, nothing. Well, because he knew that he was a demon. He cannot carry his orders, what he wanted. Only he wants to know archery. He will take from me. But not following order. So this is not a disciple. Symptom of disciple. This is like demon. In transcendental path, you have transcendental service of Krishna. With reject what name?
Ekalabya.
And we don't accept him like a disciple. Never. But ignorant persons now attacking them that I am devotee. No, they give, they used to give their disciples name Ekalabya. Oh, very expert. But they don't know all these things. He was a demon. He never carried out the orders of his Gurudev Dronacharya. So this should not be like that. We should try to accept all the orders and do accordingly. Then you should come to proper guru. And then you can enter in transcendental Krishna bhakti. Otherwise not. You have accepted a guru like a fashion. Oh, this is not a fashion. This is transcendental thing. By serving Gurudev, you can have transcendental love of Krishna, Braj Prem. So you will have to sacrifice all these things. But you can want, but you cannot do. If Gurudev is showering his mercy, then by his power, you can do all these things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told, Trina Dapi Suni Chena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This should be very humble. This should try to tolerate all bodily khujlahat kya? He says, don't disturb by this. Try to honor all. Respect. Without any gain. And don't want praise of yourself. And then go to any transcendental guru and he will accept. Otherwise bogus guru will come and accept you. And you will think that, oh, I am initiated. No initiation at all. So try to know this. Why all, we see that some of devotees are falling down. They never become like this. Never. Never they become humble. They never wanted to carry the orders of their Gurudev. We should try to be. You know that Loknath Goswami was a real guru, and Narottam Thakur, being a son of king, a god, very high class of princess, a prince of princess, prince. And how he served his Gurudev and satisfied. And then he became world famous. If anyone has no any quality, nothing, but serving totally to Gurudev, being so humble, oh, he can conquer the whole world. So we should try to be like that. Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Karo Yehi Dase Tyuna Apekha Atihi. Surrendered soul, disciple. He never seeks any such any bad things in anyone. Never. He always looks inside his heart and mind. What is bad in him? And he wants to uproot all these evils from his heart. So never think that, oh, he is bad, he is good. So he is telling that I should be more humble than it. Even a grass And you can keep your hands here and see, judge yourself, that how I am, Srinagapi Swami. And how much tolerance has come. If you are not tolerant, sakala sahane bala diya kara nijamane sprihahi. So if you are not tolerating all these worldly things, then always your mind will be disturbed, always disturbed, no peace, no calm. Then how you can chant and remember if your mind is here and there always? So we must honor to others that it means that you have no place. But you cannot do yourself. You should try to request from our Gurudev that you should give us power that we can do. And if you are not doing, you should begin from home. If you are in ashram and you are worldly family life, oh, you should try to honor your wife, your husband, your children, your friends, your father, mother, everyone. Though they are aggressive, no harm. You know Prahlad Maharaj, his father was how much aggressive, but how he was. And if they are out of tolerance, then quickly they can give up worldly things, like Meera and others. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, like others. We should try to honor, respect all Vaishnavas, all Vaishnavas. And if you are not giving proper respect to anyone, how you can advance? I have seen Swamiji. Oh, he was very kind to little boys, you know. He used to make joke with. And always laughing, always loving, innocent child to all. Otherwise, how he spread in whole world bhakti? So we should do like that. Everywhere in our shastra, it is being told that you should tell it all, very tall, giving respect to others. Don't want any respect.
সকলে সম্মান করিতে সকতি দেহনাথ যথাযথ তবে তো গাইব হরিনাম সুখে অপরাধ হবে হত।
হোয়াট ইজ দ্য মিনিং? ইমান তবে তো গাইব হরিনাম সুখে সকলে সম্মান করিতে সকতি দেহনাথ যথাযথ। নন্দকিশোর প্রভু যথাযথ অ্যাপ্রোপ্রিয়েট, হোয়াট ইজ দ্য মিনিং অফ হিয়ার অ্যাপ্রোপ্রিয়েট?
অ্যাকর্ডিং টু ওয়ান ক্যাপেবিলিটি অ্যান্ড
এলিজিবিলিটি, ইফ ইউ আর কনিষ্ঠ অধিকারী, ইউ ক্যানট গিভ প্রপার রেসপেক্ট টু বৈষ্ণবাদ অর এনি লিভিং এন্টিটি. You cannot. And if anyone is Uttam Adhikari, what he will do? He will give respect to from top to bottom, to all. In his eyes, all are pure devotees. Even Kamsa, Jarasandha, and all Duryodhana, all are
devotees.
Though they are not in eyes of Krishna, but in eyes of Uttam Adhikari, they are all devotees serving Krishna. Krishna has so many visions, so many visions. In one wise, he knows that all are my what?
Persons,
and they are all serving. And in one wise, he is demon, but not demon. I should be merciful to them, quickly remove this body and give praise, or salvation or anything. So he has so many visions, but Uttam Adhikari always one vision, what? All are serving Krishna.
And Kanishtha, he is not qualified to give proper respect. Really, Madhyam Adhikari, who is Madhyam Adhikari, he can give proper respect. But if he is Kanishtha and he has accepted Guru, then he will pray for Gurudev that, oh, please give, show your mercy that I can proper respect so that I may come to in the stage of Madhyam Adhikari. Proper respect. He will proper respect. How? We have seen our Gurudev that top to bottom all disciples, whether go so much high class of devotee, Madhyam Adhikari, Kanishtha, all used to know that Guru Maharaj loves me more. I have heard from Srila Prabhupada devotee. They all used to tell me that, oh, our Guru Maharaj used to love so much me, more than you. So this is the best quality. According to their levels, he used to love. Anyone should not see. And quickly, when I remember that friend, at the age of 24 or 5, I came in Math. Oh, Prabhu Narhari was there. She was the mother of all devotees in Math, in Mayapur. She was very much dear to Srila Prabhupada and friend to our Gurudev. Oh, she was not learned like our Gurudev or others. But chanting always chanting. And very kind to all, especially to newcomers. He used to call me sometimes. Anyone could not see. So in this pose, he used to call me, oh, come on, come. And he used to give me good, you know. And moody to me. And don't see anyone, make so. Sitting here, inside room. And for others, in the same stage there, all sannyasis used to do pranam to him. So we should try to learn all etiquette. And if Guru don't know all etiquette and actually he is not Guru, how he can teach? We should try to know. You are not hearing? Tabe to gaigo harina. If we are giving proper respect to our wife, our husband, children, friends, the person in society, then we can learn all etiquette from home. And then you can serve Gurudev. And then you can utilize all these things in your transcendental life. Otherwise, why you can't? So he is praying that, oh, I want to give proper respect to all, because I have heard that I should do. So you should also try to do. And charity begins from home. You should begin from home. So, I think that Dehanatha jatha jatha, proper respect to all. If there is boy, sometimes I make so many friends, little boy, oh, you are my friend, and they become so happy. And if we are chanting name by these qualities, then aparadhavehat, all kinds of offenses will go. We cannot think that we are doing offenses. Oh, we are very innocent. But there is something to test. If you are chanting name, always doing all activities, but no tear coming, tear not coming, and heart is normal too, then you should think that, oh, there are so many offenses in our heart. So, more chanting name continuously and proper respect. then all kinds of offenses may go. Kopehena kripa lavi ayajan krita sthai janas shakti buddhi hun ami ati din karamore atmasa. What is meaning?
कभी है नो कृपा लभिया एजन किताब का कोई बेनाथ. So actually Gurudev has explained such a nice and deeper meaning. So now the stage of the disciple is knowing that how fortunate it is that and how important and essential for me, how important and essential it is for me to advance in bhakti. He is desiring with so much great eagerness and hankering that when that day will come. Kabe henu kripa. Now I am praying so much, O Gurudev, please give me that mercy. And when it will happen? Lobhya ejan, when I will obtain this wonderful drop of mercy which will completely change my heart, which will melt my heart, and I will be able to relish this pure chanting of Harinam, and I will be able to realize that wonderful sweet pastimes of Krishna. So his hankering, it becomes more and more intensified, it becomes more eager, and he wants to obtain that fruit of his devotional service. Labhya ejan kirtartha hui venat, and my life will be successful. Unless and until I receive and obtain this wonderful gift from you, my life is not useful, is of no meaning, and my sadhan bhajan is also is of no purpose unless and until I receive this mercy. So he's saying, kabhi henu kripa labhya ejan kirtartha hui venat.
शक्ति बुद्धिहीन आमी अतिदीन करमोरे आत्मसात.
अब बोलिए.
हैव नो इंटेलिजेंस, हैव नो पावर टू डू ऑल दीज थिंग्स व्हाट ही हैज टोल्ड. प्लीज बी मर्सीफुल टू मी, आई एम सरेंडरिंग. विदाउट दिस वी कैन नॉट एडवांस एन इंच. योग्यता विचारे किछु नहीं पाई तुम्हारो करुणा सा. When I see towards me, I see that I am not qualified. Only one evil thought came in me. तुम्हारो करुणा सा. I am only waiting your karuna, your mercy only. You are powerful to do and change me. So if a desire, earnest desire will come. गुरु करुणा ना हिले, यू नो अर्जुन एंड द्रोणाचार्य भीष्म पितामह, व्हेन ए वॉर वाज टू बिगिन बिटवीन कौरवस एंड पांडवस एंड अर्जुन फर्स्ट हेजिटेटेड बट कृष्ण मेड हिम क्वालिफाइड टू begin war. Now he decided that I should fight. Then he come in the side of his party and he took his bow and arrow, and quickly he took one arrow. Very softly he gave that in the feet of Dronacharya. That arrow came in the lotus feet of Dronacharya. What it means? He did pranam. Dronacharya became so happy and told, now I am so happy. Be victorious. And if you have not done, then you had defeated. He did this to Bhisham Pitama and sent to Kripacharya, three gurus, and they all
covered
their mercy, and then he became victorious. Those were fighting, but yet too. So we must learn something. Mahabharata is a very interesting thing for those who are kanishta. For madhyam nothing, for uttam nothing. There are some things But for them, Gita, and more than Gita is Srimad Bhagavatam. But the persons like us, always engaged in tamasic or rajasic, oh, they learn from Mahabharata. Very good, interesting pastime. So, yogyata vichare, kuchu nahi pai, tumara karuna sar. A real devotee, real disciple thinks like this. I have no quality. All kinds of evils are in me. And if you see that, oh, he will be very polite and everything, he will qualify, then I will have show my mercy. Then you cannot do. So he is telling that I am not like qualified. Only I am waiting for your mercy. Karuna na hoile kandiya kandiya prana na rakhita. He is telling that if you are not showing mercy to me, then come on. Then I will die, crying, 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 weeping, weeping, weeping. I will die. The disciple says, not only this, and he will not cry if he is not sincere. And then quickly all kinds of qualities may come, other kinds. So I want that all devotees to follow all these things. Totally. Not verbally or not only singing. Gurudev kabe mor hobe sei din hobe. Gurudev kabe mor sei din hobe. Oh Gurudev, when a day will come. Fortunate day will come. Manasthira kari nijjane vasiya Krishna naam gabo jabe. When I will make my mind and heart
steady, mind.
Steady. And sitting anywhere. Nirjan means
solitary
place. Krishna gava jabe. I will chant, remember Krishna. Sansar phukar kane na pasipe. I will live in such a manner, in such a way, sent always worldly
mundane talking
talkings coming in my ears, then you can. So try to be careful from all this. Always hearing, oh, he's telling his worldly problems, he is telling his, she is telling, she is telling. Oh, world are in problems. So if you are going to hear all these things, you will be ruined. So by the mercy of Gurudev, we can come over of these things. Don't be so but engaged or attacked with other so much problems. This world is of problem, made of problem. How you can be out of problem? Those who have taken this body and have come, only by the fault of that we have forget Krishna. So how you can be happy in this world? Never. So try to realize these things. And all in all problems, try to chant like this, what he is saying. We have so many diseases, we have so much problems, so many. And others, by our past impression, all will create so many problems. So this world is of problem. You should know. So you cannot be happy if you are thinking that I will be happy after this, only this wave of is coming, difficulty, and after this I will be happy. Oh, then you must be a pagal. And foolish, totally foolish. This world is like. So we should know all these things. So he is praying. O Gurudev, sansar pukar kane na pasibe. Gurudev, I will be in such a way that sansar pukar, the problems of others will not enter my mind. Otherwise they will off mind. Deharo gudur rave, place
be merciful that there should be no disease in my body. If you are chanting and so much pain in your here or here, how you can chant? You cannot chant. So he is praying. We have done something in past life, so many impressions are there, and by that we have this body. So they must be there. But if you chant, remember, serving Gurudev, then all may go. I know that I have not so much life. Are you means?
Age.
Like that. I thought that I may go in 71 because so many have gone. And I was about to go. But I don't know why Krishna and Vaishnava has kept me. I'm chanting, remembering, oh, now I'm going whole world. And in whole world, all are helping. Like, wonderful. So, he's praying that all these problems should not come in my ears. And their rogue should be all kinds of diseases, maybe.
Go away.
You know that Kunti and Pandavas were always requesting Krishna that he should give so much problem that Krishna will always be there. So their problems and all these things were not
ordinary.
They knew this freak. Money that Krishna will be, all will be. So it's due to discover like
new,
this.
New problem.
New. But we are not in that stage.
But Gurudev, your Gurudev also was like that.
Yes, he was very powerful. And he used to create some
problems.
And engaged. And tried to engage us also. He used to tell sometimes that if you have no case, court case. Oh, you cannot do bhajan. He used to create so many problems and used to jump. And doing all his activities regularly without any
disturbance.
Oh, he has extraordinary, he had quality. Talking with thousands of persons and so many management of parikrama. So many things. Rain is going on, over flooded, everything is there.
No problem.
No problem. And he was used to detect articles and manage everything. Sometimes we began to
become nervous.
Oh, he was quiet. Hare Krishna Bali, Gaite Gaite, Naine Vaibhairava. Oh, Gurudev, when a day will come, that when I will chant Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna Hare, and tears will come, like in chain. Dehete Pulat Udita Haibe, Premete Karibe Bho. Premete Karibe Bho. And then, our words will be chopped. This is a very good high thing. Nainam galadasudharaya bhagadarudhaya virat lukarnitam bhagadarudhaya. A disciple wants all these things from his Gurudev. Not pickpocketing, not money, not anything. He will not touch his pillow. Because everything is under pillow. But your guru has not any cash under his pillow. Nothing. Gat gat bani mukhe bahari aibe kaapi de sharire na ghar moho. Oh, strife will come. Hena niskapata niskapate hena kabadasa hove nirantar namo gabo avesh rahi aaj देह यात्रा करी तुम्हारे पर। I will continue my
Deha Jatra.
Maintain my life.
Maintaining our life, anyhow. And when we will be like this? A pure devotee, a disciple is born from this. Nothing else. And what Gurudev will tell, and he will always try to carry out all this. So this is Vyas Puja. We should try to know and to follow totally. Gurudev never wants anything. He wants only that our heart should be very
pure.
And we should have the mercy of Gurudev and go on doing, chanting, remembering. Other problems are temporary. But this problem is
permanent.
So we should try to isko purna karein, dur karein.
Try to remove.
All problems when still we are here may come. No harm. We should try to solve. Hare Krishna. কত বাজল সো ইন মর্নিং উই শুড ট্রাই টু অ্যাসেম্বল হিয়ার আফটার টেকিং বাথ অ্যান্ড এভরিথিং অ্যান্ড আফটার